Good afternoon to everybody, or rather still good morning. The Commission today has adopted a number of recommendations. So we have, I believe, sent you, as soon as the decision was taken, the information through an expresso, which you must have received, and the press release is also being printed, and as soon as the copies are ready, if that's not the case yet, but I see that some of you seem to have a copy already. So without further ado, I'll give the floor to the Commissioner.
Yes, thank you, good morning. Well, I will not describe to you what is the economic situation in Greece and the position of the public finances. I think it has been sufficiently diffused and communicated during the last months. We have today analyzed the updated stability program that the Greek authorities sent to us 15th of January. As you remember, the Eurogroup had the 18th of January first general discussions after the information the ministers received from the Greek finance minister, from myself. And today we are giving our opinion about this program and sending this opinion to the Council. The Council will discuss this next 15th and 16th of February, the 15th the Eurogroup, the 16th the ECOFIN. Second, and linked with the stability program sent by the Greek authorities, we are giving to Greece recommendations for the correction of the excessive deficit once in December the ECOFIN, under our proposal, considered that there were no effective action adopted after the previous recommendations that were sent to Greece mid-2009. Now we are giving recommendations for the correction of the excessive deficit under the next step of the excessive deficit procedure. Now with the new articles of the Lisbon Treaty, now we are giving recommendations with Article 126.9, the old 104.9. And third, and is a new instrument being used today for the first time, we are giving also recommendations to be discussed at the Council to Greece under the Article 121.4 of the Treaty. These are recommendations to correct the economic policy decisions of a member country when their economic policies are not complying with the broad economic policy guidelines and are creating problems for the smooth functioning of the Economic and Monetary Union. This instrument, that is in the Lisbon Treaty, is being used today for the first time, sending recommendations to the Greek authorities. What kind of recommendations we are giving? This is, of course, an integrated package, so we are using three different instruments: the opinion on the stability program, the EDP, excessive deficit procedure instruments, and this multilateral surveillance or coordination of economic policy instruments in an integrated way, so as to put in order all the measures that the Greek authorities had included in their own stability program, so as to achieve the objectives and the targets included in this stability program. And I have to say, we share the objectives and the targets established by the Greek authorities in their stability program to correct the imbalances of the Greek economy, both the fiscal imbalances and other economic imbalances. We share the ambition of the program, and we consider that the program is ambitious. And we consider that the program, in terms of objectives, in terms of targets, is achievable. So we are endorsing the Greek program. We are giving confidence and supporting the Greek authorities to implement their own program. But at the same time, we know, and in our analysis you will find these arguments, we know that the implementation of this program is not easy. It's a difficult implementation. So this deserves support, But at the same time, we need to strengthen our instruments to monitor how the program is implemented so as to avoid the slippages, to avoid that the objectives will not be reached. And if we consider that because of the weak implementation of the measures or because other factors, the objectives are not being achieved and the path of adjustment is not being followed, we will ask the Greek authorities to adopt as soon as possible additional measures to gain again credibility about the success of the program reaching the objectives that are defined. For all these things, we have established in our proposals today a very, very detailed and permanent system of monitoring, of surveillance. So we will start next 15th, 16th of February with a discussion at the Eurogroup ECOFIN. I hope that the Eurogroup and ECOFIN will support and will agree with our recommendations. That would mean that the ECOFIN and the Eurogroup will support the objectives and the target established in the Greek program. The detailed list of measures will be monitored since the day number one after the ECOFIN and Eurogroup will support the recommendations we have agreed today at the Commission level. The first deadline for the monitoring of the implementation of the program will take place 1 month after the Council decision, means the 16th of March. And this is the first time that we establish so intense and quasi-permanent system of monitoring, but is needed given the situation, given the circumstances. The second deadline for monitoring the implementation of the measures and the assessment about the impact of those measures in reaching the objectives of the program will take place 16th of May. So 2 months later, the first assessment, 3 months later, the Council decision. And from 16th of May onwards, every 3 months, this assessment exercise should take place. And if the measures are being adopted and the impact of those measures in reaching the adjustment that is needed is going according to the expectations, according to the path established in the program, I hope the Council and the Commission will continue to support and to cooperate with the Greek authorities every time that the path is not as positive as we wish, every time that some measures announced has not been adopted, but every time we observe slippages, we will ask the Greek authorities to adopt additional measures. This is a very tough system of monitoring, but the confidence about the success of the program, the possibility to achieve in due time the objectives of the program is directly linked with the political support that the Greek authorities will receive both from the other parts of the Greek society, the other political parties, the parliament, the social partners, the stakeholders, the citizens, and also the support of their partners here in the Commission and in the Council, but at the same time, part of the support should be given through peer pressure, through surveillance, through monitoring, and all kind of cooperative relationship, because some of these measures are not only difficult to be adopted from the political point of view, are also complex from the technical point of view, and all kind of cooperation, of course, is warranted. We have adopted an infringement procedure regarding the statistical problems that we analyze in the report we sent to the Council last month. And politically, we have also discussed the initiative that has not been adopted formally, but has been fully endorsed politically, of sending to the Council in the coming days or weeks, immediately after the new Commission will be in place, the legal proposal for the modification of the statistical regulations so as to give Eurostat audit powers when needed. And of course, if Eurostat would have been received audit powers during the previous years, it's possible that the present statistical problems would not have been occurred. But in any case, we have not adopted the legal proposal for legal reasons. We are a caretaking commission, but the political agreement is there, and in the first days of the new commission, this will be adopted and sent to the Council, and the Council will be in a position to discuss also this initiative in the February's meetings. Okay.
On passe aux questions. Nikos, je crois que tu es le premier à lever la main.
Monsieur le commissaire en grec.
Where are you?
Okay. En grec.
As
en
always,
grec.
In the last.
En grec.
En grec.
En grec.
Mm-hmm. Là.
I understood. I am Greek. Okay.
Κύριε Επιτρόπε, Νίκος Μπέλλος, Εφημερίδες Ναυτεμπορική, Ελεύθερος Τύπος. Μετά την απόφαση, τη σημερινή απόφαση, κύριε Επιτρόπε, και αυτή που θα ακολουθήσει από το Συμβούλιο Υπουργών, είστε διατεθειμένοι η Ευρωπαϊκή Επιτροπή και ο πρόεδρος του Eurogroup να πούνε επιτέλους σε κάποια στελέχη της Κεντρικής Τράπεζας ή σε άλλους υπουργούς να σταματήσουν να κάνουν δηλώσεις συνέχεια εναντίον της Ελλάδας, οι οποίες επηρεάζουν πάρα πολύ άσχημα το κλίμα στις διεθνείς αγορές? Δεν θα πρέπει να σταματήσει αυτό μετά την απόφαση και από τη στιγμή που η ελληνική κυβέρνηση πήρε μέτρα?
Well, indeed, the difficulties that the Greek economy, the Greek authorities and the European Union as such are facing during the last weeks and months comes on the one hand from the objective reality of the Greek public finances and the Greek economy. The imbalances in the public finances are very big and has increased once some realities has been disclosed in the last couple of months or 3 months. Apart the fiscal imbalances, there are other imbalances extremely important in the Greek economy that should also be tackled. And in our recommendation 121.4, we mention, for instance, the need, in agreement with the Greek Stability Program, but we will put our pressure on this, the need of pension reform, the need of a healthcare reform, the need of labor market and other markets, product and services markets reforms, and so on and so forth. So the work that has to be done, looking at the present situation of the Greek economy and the Greek public finances, does not require additional comments. In itself, it's extremely challenging, but is absolutely necessary, urgent, and we share this sense of urgency about this very important task with the Greek authorities, with the Greek government. As I said before, we are endorsing and we are putting our recommendations in the same line, in the same deadlines, with the same purposes, with the same objectives than the Greek Stability Program that was sent to us by the Greek authorities 15th of January. And yesterday, in Athens, Prime Minister Papandreou has announced additional measures that we consider are the ones are needed urgently to start this process of adjustment that is needed. On top of this, we have the markets. And it's true that since the start of this financial crisis, and in particular during the last months, the markets are putting pressure also. What kind of information the markets use to decide one day or another that the spread goes up? This is a question of a seminar discussion. We can have a lot of opinions there. But the fact of the matter is that the markets are there, they are putting pressure, and this pressure cannot be ignored. This pressure is an element that should be taken into account in the way we communicate, but first and foremost, in the way we adopt decisions. If decisions are adopted in the right direction, if the program that has been presented is followed, as it is the case during these very days, is followed by commitments, by decisions, by actions to resolve the big imbalances of the public finances or the economy, this will have a positive effect on the markets. If decisions are not there, regardless who said what, the markets will be putting additional pressure, a very, very important and strong pressure. So I hope that with this renewed commitment of the Greek authorities, as shown yesterday by Prime Minister Papandreou, with the decisions that the Commission adopted this morning to endorse, but at the same time to monitor very, very closely the implementation of these programs, with the positive reaction that I hope the Council will give to these efforts, things will go in the good direction in the markets, and what is more important, in the Greek society, because the final beneficiaries of the success of this program are the Greek citizens.
Je vous demande de faire des questions, du moins pour le moment, en ce qui concerne la Grèce. On est bien d'accord, Michel? Non? OK. Oui? La Grèce? La Grèce?
En España, si Jaime. Comisario, como usted mismo pudo comprobar en el foro de Davos, muchos países, muchos de los participantes colocaron a España justo detrás de la lista de países en situación de riesgo económico, por la situación de sus finanzas públicas, etcétera, etcétera. ¿Cree que en un futuro próximo podríamos ver que se tomen medidas similares con España?
Los problemas objetivos con los que tenemos que afrontar la realidad diaria son suficientemente importantes y relevantes como para no establecer todavía escenarios más difíciles. ¿Qué es lo que hay que mirar desde mi punto de vista para ver el riesgo de los países? Pues los indicadores de riesgo. Por un lado, las cifras objetivas de déficit, de nivel de deuda pública, desequilibrios macroeconómicos, etcétera, y por otro lado, los indicadores procedentes o de los mercados o de las agencias de rating, todos los días en los medios de comunicación, o quien tenga pantalla con esa información puede acceder vía pantalla, yo no la tengo, miro los spreads de los bonos a 10 años, miro la evolución de los CDS, miro las agencias de rating que dicen de cada país, y ahí se puede establecer el ranking. Entre unos y otros siempre hay países por el medio, pero no voy a darle a usted lo que he visto esta mañana.
Ruth, you have a question, yeah? Go ahead. On Greece, yes?
Yes, Commissioner. The Greek Prime Minister said yesterday that there was a common responsibility of the Eurozone and that the Eurozone should launch euro bonds to facilitate the Greek situation at the markets. Do you appreciate or do you agree with this request?
Well, indeed, we have a common responsibility. That today's decisions adopted in the College of Commissioners are the way we use our responsibilities, and I think we are doing what we should do, that is to support a program that is ambitious, and achievable, and at the same time to use all the instruments of surveillance to monitor the right implementation of this program. This is what is included in our responsibilities. And the other member states of the Economic and Monetary Union and the other institutions in the Economic and Monetary Union should also develop their responsibilities. I am sure that the discussion at the Eurogroup ECOFIN in a couple of weeks will be extremely responsible, and indeed the intermediate discussion of the next informal European Council, the 11th of February here in Brussels, that will not be discussed, will not be discussing as a point, formal point in the agenda, the Greek situation. I am sure that will integrate the analysis of the Greek situation in a more general reflection on the Europe 2020 strategy for the coming years. On particular initiatives, what I am concerned of today, and I think is the primary and the most urgent concern, is first to implement this program, to implement the program that the Greek authorities had adopted, including the additional measures announced yesterday by George Papandreou, by the Prime Minister, to explain how this program is being implemented. We should monitor this. We should communicate to all the stakeholders in Greece and outside Greece how the program is implemented and which are the results, the positive results of the implementation of this program. And this is what is important. This is what matters in the coming months. I think if in mid-2010 we can continue to give a positive assessment of the program and of the way this program is being implemented, the markets will also share our positive assessment. This is my conviction.
Hugues?
Oui, Hugues Baudouin pour LCI TF1. Monsieur le commissaire, vous disiez à deux reprises que ces mesures présentées par la Grèce allaient être très compliquées à mettre en place. Est-ce que la contrepartie de la difficulté de ces mesures, ce ne serait pas de dire clairement, peut-être en compagnie du président de la BCE, avec le président de l'Eurogroupe, que les Européens seront solidaires avec la Grèce, de toute manière, quoi qu'il arrive? Parce qu'on entend depuis plusieurs jours, plusieurs semaines, des débats d'experts sur les outils éventuels qui pourraient être mis en place. On entend des propos contradictoires venant de différents ministres des Finances, mais on n'a pas encore entendu une parole forte, claire, qui pourrait rassurer les marchés, qui pourrait rassurer d'autres pays de la zone euro qui sont dans cette situation, qui pourraient le devenir, que de toute manière, les Européens, quel que soit l'outil qui sera utilisé, seront solidaires avec la Grèce.
Bon, tout d'abord, je dois vous dire que je n'ai pas fait beaucoup d'efforts pour suivre certains types de discussions qui ne sont pas dans ce qui est important aujourd'hui, que c'est d'analyser les programmes et les mesures adoptées par les autorités grecques, voir la façon où l'on peut aider au succès de ces programmes du point de vue de responsabilité des institutions européennes, la Commission, mais aussi le Conseil ou la Banque centrale. Je crois que c'est la question importante maintenant. Comment on utilise nos instruments, on utilise notre solidarité comme membre de l'Union européenne, en particulier de l'Union économique et monétaire, et les instruments qui sont dans nos mains pour avoir un succès dans l'application, dans le développement de ce programme, qui va supposer ce succès, l'ajustement des déséquilibres qui sont très grands dans l'économie grecque et qui ne sont pas soutenables. Alors, il faut prendre les mesures adéquates le plus urgentes possible pour ajuster ces déséquilibres et pour créer les conditions pour la croissance soutenable en Grèce. Et cela sera un succès pour la Grèce et cela aura des conséquences très positives pour nous tous qui sommes dans le même bateau de l'Union économique et monétaire, de la monnaie commune, du marché unique, etc., etc. Solidarité. J'écoutais des mots de solidarité à l'intérieur des réunions de l'Eurogroupe, au mois de janvier, comme je l'écoutais à l'intérieur de la réunion de l'Eurogroupe, je peux aussi dire l'ECOFIN, le mois de décembre ou le mois de novembre, chaque fois que l'on a discuté la situation grecque et que le nouveau gouvernement nous a dit c'est ce qu'on a trouvé, nous. Mais une façon d'exprimer la solidarité européenne, c'est d'utiliser les instruments européens pour aider. Et la façon d'aider, ce n'est pas seulement d'applaudir, c'est aussi de dire que ces instruments de surveillance et de suivi de l'application de ces programmes, c'est un instrument dans les mains des institutions européennes qui doit être utilisé et que les autorités grecques veulent que soit utilisé pour avoir, nous tous, le sentiment d'un succès dans les résultats de l'application de ces programmes le plus tôt possible.
Oui. Collègue grec là-bas au fond, de nouveau.
Kostas Karkalianis with Kathimerini, Greek Daily. A question in Greek, if I may, Mr. Commissioner. Και χθες ο Έλληνας Πρωθυπουργός κ. Παπανδρέου επανέλαβε ότι η Ελλάδα βρίσκεται στο στόχαστρο κερδοσκοπικών πιέσεων, των οποίων ο απότερος στόχος είναι το ίδιο το ευρώ και η ευρωζώνη. Πώς σχολιάζετε αυτή την άποψη?
Je crois que les pressions existent à plusieurs niveaux. Hein. Ce n'est pas la première fois que nous écoutons certaines voix qui ont été depuis toujours contre la monnaie unique. Ce n'est pas la première fois que nous écoutons certaines opinions qui disent « bon, l'union économique et monétaire, ça ne va pas marcher ». Mais je crois qu'on a bien démontré pendant plus de 10 ans, presque 11 ans, que l'union économique et monétaire, c'est un grand succès. Et on était en train de discuter, il y a très peu de jours, sur le niveau du taux d'échange de l'euro, et c'était trop fort. L'euro, c'est une monnaie très forte, trop forte. Alors, qu'est-ce qui est important maintenant? Je crois que la situation est suffisamment compliquée et sérieuse comme pour ne pas distraire nos priorités et nos efforts. C'est ce qu'on nous demande maintenant de la part des citoyens de la Grèce et de la part d'autres citoyens d'autres pays européens, c'est-à-dire, s'il vous plaît, faire tous les efforts pour résoudre les problèmes. Et la façon de résoudre les problèmes, je crois que c'est bien posé de la part des autorités grecques avec les programmes qu'ils ont envoyés, avec les annonces qu'ils ont faites, même hier soir à Athènes. Et je crois que la façon de résoudre les problèmes, c'est de faire ce qu'on a fait aujourd'hui, c'est de dire on appuie les programmes, on considère que c'est ambitieux, mais possible, réalisable, et on va vous aider avec tous les instruments que l'on a. Certains instruments sont du type pure coopération, mais d'autres instruments sont du type surveillance et suivi de la façon où le programme est appliqué et de la façon que les résultats que l'on veut obtenir de l'application de ces mesures seront là dans les prochains mois et dans les prochaines années.
Ian, here at the front, please.
Commissioner, there are increasing calls this week and in the past couple of weeks for the International Monetary Fund to be called in to the assistance of Greece. What do you think of this?
I am fully convinced that the European Union and the Economic and Monetary Union, the Euro Area country and system, has instruments enough to cope with this challenge, to deal with this issue, to solve these problems. And it's what we are doing.
Commissioner Michał Kot from Polish Press Agency. Let me ask you about Poland. In your assessment, you say very clearly that new measures are needed from Polish authorities to reduce the deficit below 3% in 2012. Could you please specify what kind of additional consolidation efforts, measures do you expect from Polish authorities? And taking into account the measures already in place, do you think it's realistic Poland will join the Eurozone in 2015?
Well, we have been in our assessment that we also adopted today, we have been positive regarding the decisions adopted by the Polish authorities. We consider that, all in all, they adopted effective action following their recommendations the Council sent to Poland in the previous year. But even after these actions, including one supplementary budget in mid-2009, the level of the public deficit, both in 2009 and the expectations of the estimates for 2010, is still quite high. So to go from the present level of the deficit and the expected deficit for 2010 till below 3% in 2012, this requires some additional consolidation measures. We will analyze in the coming weeks the updated convergence program that the Polish authorities are sending to us, and in due course, in the coming 2 or 3 months, my colleague Olli Rehn, provided that the Parliament will vote the new Commission on Tuesday, will give to you the precise answer on our assessment.
Daniel?
Question in Portuguese, Commissioner, please. Sr. Comissário, o Ministro das Finanças grego ontem, ao sublinhar que a situação na Grécia é uma responsabilidade comum europeia, deu como exemplo a situação em Portugal e Espanha como países com situações semelhantes ou equivalentes àquilo que se passa atualmente na Grécia. O governo português apressou-se a dizer que a situação é totalmente diferente, que tanto a nível de déficit como da dívida, a situação em Portugal está muito mais controlada. Queria saber qual é a avaliação que faz destas duas análises. E já agora, se me permite, o Governo português apresentou recentemente a proposta de orçamento para 2010, num pressuposto de que o déficit será muito superior ao esperado, superior a 9%. Queria-lhe perguntar se era possível ter uma primeira avaliação, pelo menos, se as medidas propostas vão no caminho que a Comissão Europeia considera correto.
Well, Every country, every economy of the Eurozone or the EU has a different situation and different challenges. But I have to say that some members of the euro area, with different starting points, with different size of their imbalances, with different characteristics of their economies and so on and so forth, share some common problems. And you mentioned Greece, Portugal, Spain. We can add some other countries to this analysis. We did so in our last competitive report that was discussed and will continue to be discussed by the Eurogroup. And these economies and others in the euro area, these three are not the only ones, share some features. For instance, in those countries, we can observe a permanent loss of competitiveness since they are members of the Economic and Monetary Union. In terms of evolution of union labor costs, for instance, it's obvious that they are in a divergent trend. Those countries have sizable public deficits, and in those deficits there are some cyclical components, but there are also structural components that need to be tackled. And in the case of Greece and Portugal, more than in the case of Spain, in this case, I can split a little bit the analysis. The external financing needs are quite big, even in moments when the GDP growth is lower. So there are structural problems that are being tackled by the economic policy decisions of those countries that are being discussed at the euro area level during the last Eurogroup, and will continue to be discussed during the next Eurogroup. And I think all of us, we are convinced, with the experience of this crisis in particular, I was convinced before, that the euro area needs not only a better surveillance for fiscal purposes, for the implementation of the Stability and Growth Pact, but we also need broader surveillance using the instruments that now we have in the treaty, as is the case of this Article 121.4, because we need to better adjust our economies, not only from the fiscal point of view, and we need to better coordinate our respective structures of strategies of adjustment. And this is what we are doing, not only in the euro area discussions. This is what the G20 members of the European Union have agreed to do, and the euro area have agreed to do at the G20 level for global purposes. So what we have agreed at the global level indeed needs to be done also at the euro area level. And this will add some considerations that, if I am not wrong, the Eurogroup in February, in a couple of weeks, will give to the usual recommendations for the correction of fiscal imbalances that, in the case of Portugal, is true, that needs to be strengthened because the figures of the public deficit for 2009 and the expectation for 2010 has been slightly higher than expected before.
À nouveau une question grecque, je présume, Georges. How many more do you want? Quantas mais queres, dois? Okay. En griego.
Tant, ah, ça va. Monsieur le commissaire, les mesures annoncées à court terme, c'est sûr qu'ils ne peuvent pas donner des résultats. Entre-temps, les marchés vont continuer les attaques. Qu'est-ce que vous comptez faire?
Je ne suis pas d'accord avec votre analyse. Je crois que les mesures, s'ils sont appliquées et pas seulement annoncées, donneront de bons résultats. Et je crois que les marchés, entre autres choses, font attention à ce que le gouvernement font.
La dernière question sera grecque encore. Désolée. Anna. Désolée pour les autres.
Sorry?
Raise your hand.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday, Greek Prime Minister Yorgos Papandreou announced the extension of public wages. Of the wages in the public sector, as well the increase of the taxes. Do you believe that those measures will decrease the risks which are surrounding the Greek stability program? Thank you very much.
Well, I have not yet analyzed in detail what was announced yesterday by Prime Minister Papandreou, but indeed the measures that he announced with much more detailed than in the previous occasions regarding taxes, regarding social security reform, or regarding public wage, public sector wages, goes in the direction of the measures of the orientations and priorities signaling the stability program of Greece, but with much more detail. And I can understand this because, according to our analysis, and also according to the Greek government analysis, all the measures that have been included in the stability program to be adopted in 2010 should be adopted as urgently as possible, because if you adopt these kind of measures during the first part of the year, during the first quarter or during the first months of the year, their impact on the whole year, on the adjustment that should be achieved in the year 2010 would be more probable. And all of us, we would like to increase day after day the credibility that the target that has been established for 2010 will be achieved without doubt.
Merci à tous et à bientôt.
Well, c'est la dernière temps que je parle de public déficit en cette salle. Merci beaucoup.